You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Musicians, singers, and dancers will once again fill the stage at the Civic Center this weekend for Symphoria's Holiday Pops concerts. WAER's Scott Willis caught up with the symphony's principal pops conductor to find out what's new and how the program comes together.
Sean O'Loughlin says he spent a week back in September crafting an arrangement that won't be heard anywhere else.
Symphoria is playing music literally this holiday season that it's the only place that you'll hear it, including a new opening overture that I wrote called Holiday Wonder, which captures the theme of our concerts.
What you're hearing was the very first time it was performed by the orchestra during a rehearsal at West Genesee High School.
There is a little bit of, like, is it going to work? You know, and I'm fairly certain when I create these things what they're going to sound like, but there's always that sense of wonder when it comes to life. And that's one of the biggest challenges, is trying to make unfamiliar music sound familiar with such, you know, short rehearsal and prep time.
O'Loughlin says it's cathartic to hear all the different parts come together. He says he tries to write and arrange the holiday music to feature the talents of the Syracuse Pops and Syracuse Children's Choruses, and in a way that shows off the skill and artistry of the musicians.
For me, I feel like that five-year-old kid on Christmas morning waiting to see what Santa brought. And that's how I treat these holiday pops concerts, because if you look at this holiday tradition through a child's eyes, there is a wonder, there is a magic to that.
He says some of that magic comes through in the variety of music.
You want to have, you know, some retrospective selections. It's not all big, flashy bells ringing and cymbals crashing and brass flaring, but, you know, it's a solemn festival as well, both on the Hanukkah side of things and the Christian side. So you're kind of melding all the different religions and the sacred and secular, and making it into an extravaganza for everyone.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
Symphoria is presenting three performances of Holiday Pops Friday and Saturday. Tickets are still available, though limited for the Saturday evening concert. Information is at experiencesymphoria.org. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.